Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Good evening and welcome to Well, Tex and Jill with you tonight from the Health Promotion Program at the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre. We've just listened to that devil in disguise himself, James Rain from his TCBCD. Another fantastic reason to become a member of Joy is that you win great prizes, and I won that CD just by being a member here at Joy 94.9. Thanks to the Been There, Done That team for another great show. They'll be back again next week spinning some discs and spinning some chat about all different sorts of things interesting. And tonight, of course, just before they finish, they're talking about poppies, and I have a poppy on today for Remembrance Day. Good evening, Jill. How are you, my dear?
I'm so well. It's almost frightening. I'm very well. I hurt my back earlier last week.
And indeed, yes.
Anybody who knows me knows about my back issue because I haven't shut up about it. But I know a lovely osteopath and he fixed it. But It was very strange. It was a very intimate moment with a man that I, you know, you pay money for.
Oh, that's right. Now, you said to me that you were lying on this couch type thing, bed.
A bed sort of, yeah, thing.
And he was lying face to face with you.
Well, it was a strange sort of angle and He was doing strange angular things with my body that I haven't been in those angles and those positions possibly ever. So it was very interesting and but I'm better now. But you know, it was a moment. It was a moment, Tex. A moment that I haven't had in quite some time. Anyway, how are you?
I'm really good. I'm really good as we get away from your back. I'm really good, Jill. And tonight we're going to have a bit of a mixed bag tonight. We've got some snippets of information about HIV and other related issues. And then we're going to be having a bit of a chat. I think you, indeed, Jill, are going to be interviewing me.
About
my involvement with the Victorian AIDS Council. We're going to be talking about Red Ribbons, and World AIDS Day, of course, is coming up on the 1st of December. So we'll be having a bit of a chat about that. We're going to look at a workshop that's coming up on fisting. I say that because it's got a double F in the notes.
Oh, I thought you were just being a bit nervous about saying the word fisting.
No, because we've discussed fisting here on the show before.
We have, and we're completely professional as well.
That's right, so we don't have to worry about it.
We don't.
Later on, of course, we'll be chatting about events that are happening around town, but Jill, as always, we love to hear from our listener. And indeed, we'd love to hear from our listener, especially if the listener has an idea of something we could do a show on, something that you'd like to hear us talk about that perhaps is about health or HIV in general. How can they get in contact with us?
You can do several things. You can call us on 1300JOY 949 and speak to the lovely Gordon, email us on air at joy.org.au. And we will get that right here, right now, in the studio, lifetime. Or you can send an SMS to 0427JOY949.
And we also get that here in the studio as well.
We do. It's instantaneous.
Instantaneous. So you've got two instantaneous options, or you've got the option of speaking to the lovely Gordon, who's out there ready to take your call on 1300JOY949. If you haven't got one of those, what are they?
An iPhone,
yeah, that doesn't have the buttons. It's 1300 569 949. Now this is the part of the show where we shuffle the papers a little bit. And at home last week, because I wasn't on the show, you were on the show with Carlos last week.
I was indeed.
I heard the shuffling of the paper for the first time, and it actually sounded like shuffling.
It sounds quite sincere, like we're proper newsreaders, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I've heard it on several occasions. And this was the first time last week that it actually sounded like pieces of paper being shuffled.
What does it normally sound like, Tex?
It normally sounds like that.
Oh, it's all in keeping.
It is in keeping indeed. And we've got a variety of news reports today. And the first one comes from Radio New Zealand. And it's actually about a story coming out of Papua New Guinea. And the basis of it is that the AIDS Council in Papua New Guinea is welcoming the news that the archaic sex laws in Papua New Guinea are about to be reviewed. The National AIDS Council, based in Papua New Guinea, have welcomed this news that the sex laws are going to be reviewed. They have a Minister for Community Development, Dame Carol Kidu, and she's actually asked the Law Review Commission to review the sex laws with the possibility of prostitution and homosexuality being legalised, which I would expect in a country like Papua New Guinea is really big news, as it was really big news here when prostitution and homosexuality was decriminalised here, both here in Victoria and gradually around the rest of the country. Tasmania, I think, was the most recent.
Absolutely, Tex. And given that there's 38,000 people living who have tested positive for HIV, although the numbers are expected to be higher in the region, it's a pretty phenomenal kind of sort of movement, I suppose. And obviously the ramifications of that in terms of what government departments and so on can do in terms of health promotion to stop the spread of HIV and improve, you know, sort of risk reduction strategies wherever possible. It's a really fantastic kind of... I was actually really surprised when I saw this article. I thought I didn't expect it from PNG for some time, to be honest.
Yeah,
so it's really
good. News story.
Yeah, nice one to start off with. Thanks. Yep. Well done, you.
And secondly, Jill, we're going to be talking about technology. And I love this heading on here. It says, we on your mobile phone, check for a sexually transmitted infection.
Go on.
Okay, I'll go on because I know you've got some comments about this.
I do have some comments.
Doctors in the United Kingdom are developing what they're calling a self-testing mobile phone kit. And this is going to be so that people can diagnose sexually transmitted infections within minutes. Now, it's some people out of the University of London, some researchers, and they're embarking on, and I can't believe the amount of money, it's £5.7 million, which is about around $9 million Australian, depending on how the Australian dollar's going at the moment. And they're working on this project to develop a self-test device. And what people are going to be able to do is plug this directly into their mobile phone or their computer to immediately identify sexually transmitted infections. Now, the new technology which they're developing is in response to the rising rates of herpes, chlamydia and gonorrhea, especially among young women in the UK. And it's aimed at tech-savvy young people, so obviously not to me, who may be reluctant to visit a doctor to get tested. Now, this sounds really weird. To test for a sexually transmitted infection, users can put urine or saliva on a one-time use computer chip. It's about the same size as a USB key. And then they plug it into their phone or computer and they receive a diagnosis within minutes. And that, you know, alerts them, of course, to which, if any, sexually transmitted infection that they or their potential partners may have. Jill, what do you reckon about this, doll?
Okay. Well, Tex, first and foremost, I have to say I think it's fantastic. Anything that is going to, I think first and foremost, anything that's going to get sort of sexual health ideas and notions and an understanding of it in people's minds, especially given that it is aimed at a particular generation. It's not aimed, let's face it, to 60-year-olds. It's aimed to a younger group of people,
sure. Yep.
Which is fantastic. And anything that's going to sort of get you sorted in terms of sexual health is always a good thing. However, a very big however.
There would be one.
I wanted to know what the accuracy of this would be and also what the consequences are. So if you stick this thing into your computer or your phone or whatever it is that you're doing with it, and it comes up, yes, you have gonorrhea, say, does it then say, does it give you information about what it is you've got? and what exactly the treatment for it is, and also does it give you some sort of referral as to where to go to get that treatment. I think it's fantastic, but it sounds like it's only kind of doing maybe half the job. So I sort of think if you were a 16-year-old, well, male or female, mm-hmm. and you did this test and you realised that this was the result that you've got, yeah, you do have an STI, do you just sit there and panic and think, well, I don't even know what that means, I don't know. So I'd like to know what other information and what other referral sort of system, if any, is in place to as the next step of finding this information. That's my opinion.
Well, this could be something that we look at to discuss next week, just to see, or you know, in future shows, to see if there is. I would imagine, though, as it's the actual device or the little chip or something is going to be sold for as little as £1, so about $1.80 or something, in vending machines, in bars, nightclubs, they reckon pharmacies and supermarkets, just like condoms are. And I'd imagine that if it's going to be sold as a chip, it'll come with some form of packaging, which I imagine will then have some form of, well, if you do test positive, you need to go and see your general practitioner or your doctor.
And I agree, Tex. I would think that would definitely be the case. But it's all sort of, I imagine, I think, maybe, perhaps, these are the words that we're using. So it would be nice to have that stuff clarified. And then I'd say, absolutely, 100%, you've hit the nail on the head and you covered all bases there. I just think just finding that information, it's like finding, you know, that you're pregnant as a 16-year-old. Well, what do? Do you just sit there and cry and go, oh, my God, what am I going to do now? There needs to be that next sort of process, I feel. But you know, I hope you're right. All right, you're right. And that next process is covered. Okay, I've had my rant.
Okie dokie. All right, well, we're going to move on. Well, we will move on, but we will come back and revisit this topic about weeing on the mobile phone, which I thought was such a good headline. And we will find out what other sort of opportunities there are, or what sort of information we can find out, perhaps going to one of the organisations that we have worked with in the past, like the Terence Higgins Trust in the UK.
Absolutely, Tex. That'd be interesting.
Now, finally, I'd just like to very quickly mention that there's going to be a workplace practice and hepatitis C workshop happening very soon. It's a free workshop. It's been organised by the organisation Hepatitis C Victoria in partnership with the Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission, and also La Trobe Community Health Centre, perhaps.
I think, Tex. Yeah, there you
getting
go.
Getting too carried away. it's happening in Morwell, so it's not here in Victoria. But it's going to be an interactive workshop for health, community welfare, drug and alcohol workers, especially in the Gippsland area. And I know that, people listen to Joy here in Melbourne, but a heck of a lot of people listen to Joy through the World Wide Web.
They do indeed.
And I know that there are people around Victoria who listen. So the workshop's going to explore the issues of disclosure about hepatitis C, occupational health and safety regulations, attitudes and stigma, and how to make an organisation hepatitis-free. Hepatitis C. I've got it on the mind now. How to make an organisation hepatitis C friendly, and how to implement best practice. It's happening on Tuesday, the 23rd of November, from 10 o'clock till 1 o'clock in the afternoon. 10 o'clock in the morning till 1 in the afternoon at the La Trobe Community Health Centre in Morwell, in Victoria. And if you'd like more information, you can telephone 9380 4644. That's 9380 4644, or go to the Hepatitis C website, which is simply hepcvic.org.au. We'd like to thank Glenda for sending in a message. Glenda suggested we could do a show on the...
Queer as Fuck.
Oh, the Queer as Fuck, which if you want to see that, you can go to Facebook and type in QAFXXK, or you can go to YouTube.
You can. I actually did it the other day because I've in a very very bold move, some might say, I've cancelled my Facebook account Controversial, I know. So I
cancelled Facebook.
I did. I
You'll be socially isolated.
Well, it's a bit of a social experiment, Tex, I must say.
Okay.
But we'll see how we go. yeah, I'll see if I've got any friends left next week. But so I obviously couldn't see the new episode of Queer as Fuck via Facebook, so I did actually have to search for it online via YouTube. And basically, if you just put in Queer as Fuck and spell it all out, it will actually come out. Now, most of them do come up with Queer as Folk, but there's a couple in there that are in Queer as Folk. And you will be able to figure out which is the latest episode. So, but the latest episode is actually called Dumb Fuck.
All right.
So there you go. So you don't have to rely on Facebook anymore, people.
Right.
Feel the freedom.
And we also had another message, Jill. You can read it out because I don't know what it means.
Well, somebody phoned in and the delightful Gordon took the call. And he just wrote a message to us saying, not sure why, but Daryl called to ask what Tex thinks of chicken farming.
And Daryl, if you're listening, Tex has no idea. A, which Daryl it is, and or B, what on earth you mean by chicken farming? I'm sure there's some really funny thing. You can send it to me via Facebook, perhaps.
Oh, you had to get it in there,
didn't you? Or by SMS or something, if you've got my private number, which I'm not giving out over the air. Now, Jilly.
Yes?
In just over 2 weeks' time, we're going to be entering AIDS Awareness Week. Now, last week, or was it last week or the week before, we had Sian on?
Last week.
Last week, Sian was on from the Victorian AIDS Council, from the fundraising and public relations arm of the organisation, and she was talking about World AIDS Day and what's coming up, and I thought we might just do a little bit of a recap today. There's actually an article on page 10 in this week's Southern Star, and it's a feature on the Red Ribbon. And it's talking about the fact that World AIDS Day is on the 1st of December, but starting on the 27th of November is AIDS Awareness Week. And during this week, people are encouraged to wear a red ribbon so that there will be red ribbons everywhere. And every year from, you know, more or less around mid-November, we have volunteers all around the community distributing red ribbons, selling red ribbons and all different sorts of red ribbon merchandise. And I suppose this is a good time to let people know that if you would like to have red ribbons in your workplace, or in your university, in your school, in your social group, maybe your community group or wherever, you can organise to have a pack of red ribbons sent to you for no charge, and at the end of the selling period, you're asked to either send in a cheque or just to deposit the money directly into the Victorian AIDS Council's bank account. So it's really easy, and it's a really important symbol, the red ribbon.
It absolutely is, Tex. And in the same way that sitting in the studio right now opposite you and I'm seeing that you've got your poppy on for Remembrance Day, I do think there are certain causes, certain things that should be both celebrated and remembered. And I don't know, it's a little bit about respect. It's a little bit about, it's a whole culmination of a lot of things, I think, why we have ribbons and emblems in a whole host of weird and wonderful ways to say I'm proud of supporting this cause or this this need in the community or whatever it is, whatever form that takes. And I think having that visual representation of that is really, it can be a very powerful, very, very simple but very powerful message of your belief system and you know, support.
Yeah, and look, Jill, it's really interesting because you said visual, and that's a very key word because the first organisation to design and to use red ribbons was a group in New York City called Visual AIDS. And
there
you go. Their idea was wrapping red ribbons around trees. And it was very much in the line of the song, if you remember the song, Tie a Yellow Ribbon Around the Old Oak Tree. Indeed. Yes. Now, tying a yellow ribbon around a tree nowadays, in the United States especially, is in a symbol that you have someone who has either been killed or injured or is missing in warfare.
Or that you support the cause
as well. Yep, or that you support the cause as well. And back in the early days of HIV, this group, Visual AIDS, in the United States of America, were wrapping ribbons around trees. And there was a local Victorian by the name of Brent Lacey. And he was an airline steward. And he saw these ribbons, wondered what the heck it was all about, asked around and found out that this was a symbol of AIDS awareness. Now, he had a partner at the time who was HIV positive, who has since passed on, but he wanted to bring the idea of a red ribbon back to Australia to help raise money for people living in financial distress who are living with HIV. And he developed this idea of making a red ribbon, a fold of red ribbon attached with a pin so that people could pin it onto themselves. This idea was taken up all over the world, and people designed the ribbon with the loop. A lot of people will know the ribbon with the loop because not only is a ribbon with a loop used for HIV/AIDS, it's also used for a whole lot of causes like cancer awareness and the white ribbons for suicide prevention. So, and also indeed environmental issues as well. But the very first red ribbon was designed for HIV/AIDS, and a heck of a lot of other organisations have copied that idea.
But...
Yes, Jill.
No, I'm not going to grill you. It's okay. I'm just going to make the point that the ribbon here in Victoria is a little bit different, and I think you know the reason, don't you, Tex?
I do indeed. It's the ribbon here in Victoria is like an inverted V, or if you like, a V which is upside down. Now, number one, the guy who designed the ribbon, Brent Lacey, he decided that if you made a ribbon without the loop, you could get more ribbons per bulk spool of ribbon. So he designed it as an upside-down V with the pin at the top. The pin symbolises, or at the time, symbolised safe sex. Before HIV had a name, before people knew what HIV was all about, gay men in particular knew they had to protect themselves. So as a visual reminder of protection, they wore safety pins so that they could say, oh, you know, I do safe sex without having to actually say out loud, I do safe sex. Mm. Wearing a pin meant that you did sex safely. The ribbon, of course, needs to be held on somehow, so it serves two functions. It reminds people about safe sex, safety pin, and it also allows you to pin it onto your chest or your breast. Your chest or your breast of your jacket or your shirt or your top or whatever. And there's two reasons. There's another reason for the inverted V. It's so that one day that inverted V can be turned upside down and will look like a V for victory over HIV.
So it's a really powerful
symbol. A very powerful symbol.
A lot of symbols within the symbol itself,
yep.
If you know what I mean.
Yep. And, of course, there's going to be all sorts of events for World AIDS Day and AIDS Awareness Week. They're going to happen here in Melbourne, or they're going to happen in rural or regional Victoria, all over Australia, and indeed all over the world. There are 190 countries that mark World AIDS Day. Mm. And so if you'd like to find out more about what's happening in your community, if you're here in Melbourne or in Victoria, you can go to the Victorian AIDS Council's website, which is VicAIDS, VicAIDS, vicaids.asn, A for Apple, S for Sally, N for Nelly, .au. And when you're on the Victorian AIDS Council website, or you could just go into Google and type in Victorian AIDS Council, just look for the Get Involved section, and that will tell you all about red ribbons and how you can help making some. And perhaps when we've listened to this next gorgeous piece of music and these fantastic messages, we can come back and maybe mention to people how they can help get involved in making red ribbons. We've had a couple of messages. We had a message from someone saying, I think this might have come from Colin, even non-Facebookers can access the episodes of Queer as Fuck by going to facebook.com/QAFXXK. So facebook.com/QAFXXK. Queer as fuck.
Yes.
Indeed. And
so you don't have, but the point being, you don't have to have anything to do with Facebook, because
no.
I was making the comment earlier that because I had cancelled my Facebook account, I was under the impression I now couldn't watch the episodes of Queer as Fuck on Facebook. However, that's not the case.
Fantastic. Thank you, Colin, for sending that message in. That's gorgeous of you.
Bless.
We also got a really interesting message here, Jill. It says, hey, Tex, don't you work for the Victorian AIDS Council? Ribbons are free this year. You have a pharmaceutical sponsor. You got it completely wrong. In part, I got it wrong.
Well, there's humility in there, Tex.
There
so
is
go
humility.
On.
We do have a pharmaceutical sponsor who has sponsored the distribution of red ribbons on World AIDS Day throughout the Melbourne Central Business District. So if you're living, working, existing, shopping.
Playing.
Playing, indeed. In
busking.
The city or busking.
I'll stop.
You stop, Jill. On World AIDS Day, the 1st of December, indeed, you'll be able to pick up a free red ribbon. And we're distributing those ribbons, and we do thank our sponsor, and we'll have the sponsor's name next week because I can't remember it.
No, I don't want to get it wrong.
No, indeed. And the sponsor has made it possible to distribute AIDS awareness ribbons to do just that, to spread awareness of HIV/AIDS in the Central Business District here in Melbourne on World AIDS Day. However, if you are working or living or socialising outside of the Central Business District, you can call up the Victorian AIDS Council on 9865 6700, 9865 6700, and you can arrange to have a pack of red ribbons and red ribbon merchandise sent out to your business, social club, wherever, and you can help to raise funds for the Victorian AIDS Council that way. But especially, all of the money from red ribbons goes towards the financial support of people living with HIV, people who are living in financial distress.
Because we don't, yeah. There's a lot of areas of the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre that doesn't get any pennies without support from the public.
So, that's right.
Or support from volunteers. We'd actually, as you say, Tex, fall down.
Mm. Lots of organisations. Here at Joy, of course, Joy 94.9 relies a heck of a lot on volunteers, because if there weren't volunteers doing what we're doing right now, this would just be empty space. The Also Foundation, of course, rely on volunteers for the amazing work they do and the amazing work done through the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre, as well as a heck of a lot of other organisations, relies exclusively on volunteers.
Absolutely, Tex. Mm.
Now, we did want to let people know that if you'd like to help make red ribbons, there are red ribbon workshops that are going to be happening from next Monday onwards for 2.5 weeks, Monday to Friday. Red ribbons, we need to make 10,000 red ribbons, and we need to place 20,000 red ribbons on backing cards prior to World AIDS Day. So indeed, they can be given away, and you can help spread the awareness of HIV. If you'd like more information, you can contact Shane Kelly, the volunteer coordinator at the Victorian AIDS Council, 9865 6700. 9865 6700, or go to our website vicaids.asn.au and just go to the Get Involved button. Or you can just type Victorian AIDS Council into your favourite search engine.
Indeed, you can take your favourite.
That was instead of saying Google, because you tell me you say Google too often.
Just Google it. Just Google it. It is right. Your favourite throwaway line.
Now, Jill, a few months ago, perhaps, we had David in, who was talking to us about the joys of fisting. And there's a great free seminar coming up for same-sex attracted men, or, well, for men generally, adult men. It's Manhouse Presents Discover for Fisting, which should just be Discover Fisting with Dean Beck. It's on the 17th of November, and it's an informative and entertaining educational seminar for adult men interested in fisting. You can find out how to safely deliver and receive the ultimate in pleasure. And it's happening at Manhouse, which I think is at 130 Hoddle Street. That's right, isn't it, Jill?
It is indeed, in Richmond.
Yep.
Tex,
Abbotsford, actually.
Whilst you're at Abbotsford. Whilst you're mid-sentence, can I just interrupt really rudely and ask a question? Because you just said that it's a event for, or you know, a seminar for men who want to get more knowledge about fisting. Can women attend the seminar?
Not this seminar, because it's restricted to men only.
Okay, I didn't know that, and I thought maybe there were some lovely ladies out there.
Yeah,
who might care to attend as well.
In this case, it's anal aficionado, Dean Beck is going to tackle the ultimate taboo, fisting. You can join Dean's educational journey as he demystifies anal pleasure, delivering practical tips from basic anatomy and diet to essential hygiene and safety information. I have to apologise for my voice. I've had a bit of a cold and the voice is going up and down at the moment. I'm not sure why.
Interesting listening text.
Does it?
Mm.
So it's going to be in a safe and understanding environment. We're encouraged to ask questions and to explore all the aspects of anal play from a man whose experience and passion is engaging and entertaining. Topics going to include stuff like safety and consent, diet, preparation and cleaning, cleaning and hygiene, tools and protocols, toys are arse, which I think is quite amusing, choosing the right toys, tips and techniques from top to bottom, and where to go for information. So that website is manhouse.com.au, and manhouse is spelt M-A-N-N-H-A-U-S.
It's actually just one N. I think that's a typo.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, okay. If you just type in Manhouse into Google, and then you'll be able to find the way. But it's a free seminar, but you do need to book.
Oh, it is. We've just had word. It's two N's.
Oh, it's two N's.
You were correct.
I was correct once again. Thank you, Jill.
Oh, goodness me. Yeah.
All sorts of information.
I've had a dodgy back. All
yeah,
right.
That's
so,
right.
A bit off colour. Mm. Anyway, so, Tex, now I believe...
We have a few snippets of information.
We do indeed. Coming Out Australia is running a workshop on Thursday, the 25th of November, from 6.30 till 9.30. And the session offers support to people coming to grips with their sexuality. For more information, you can visit comingout.com.au.
Indeed. And this is a message for same-sex attracted men who may have recently been diagnosed HIV positive. What do you do now? Who can you talk to? Well, Phoenix is a workshop where you can find the answers and get support. Now, the next workshop is coming up really soon on the 3rd, 4th and 5th of December. It's an opportunity for gay and bisexual men who've been diagnosed HIV positive in the last 2 years or so to learn more about living with HIV, where you can meet other recently diagnosed men and share your experiences in a safe and supportive environment. You can learn all about the strategies for managing and making sense of HIV, exploring the issues around disclosure, negotiating sex, and, really importantly, relationships. You can find out how to maintain your sexual health and about the different services and agencies available. And really importantly, of course, making plans for the future. Confidentiality is assured. As I said, the next workshop is on the 3rd, 4th and 5th of December. That's a Friday, Saturday and Sunday. To book or for more information, you can contact Vic at People Living with HIV AIDS Victoria, 9865-6772. It must be my cold.
You've developed a cold in the space of about 30 seconds.
Yeah, like your back.
Oh, dear. I think it's important to note, though, Tex, that the Phoenix workshop has actually been running for a number of years.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Through PLWHA Victoria for many years. And I think it's sort of important for people to know that it's... These workshops only run and they're only successful because people like them. People get a lot out of them.
Yep.
And so if the listener is listening, wherever that may be, and you are kind of thinking, well, maybe I don't know if this really is for me. I don't know if I'm at that stage or whatever. I think at the very least it's a good idea to phone up and have a chat to Vic and talk with him about where you're at. And see what if the workshop is the place for you, because I reckon it probably is for most people in that situation.
Yep.
Opposites attract.
Mm-hmm.
In partnership with Counselling Services and the Victorian AIDS Council, this is a dinner forum for couples in sorry discordant relationships, which means there's one partner who's HIV positive and the other partner is HIV negative. And it provides an opportunity for participants to learn and ask any questions about HIV and its impact on their relationship. Opposites Attract will be held from 7 till about 9.30pm on Monday, the 25th of October.
No. It's actually now in November.
That's correct. It's now in November.
Yes.
At a restaurant in the Melbourne city area. Cost is $20 per person, and a discount is available for those on a healthcare card. And there are obviously limited places available. To register your interest, you can phone John on 9865 6709. But get in quick, because you've got to do it by 5 p.m. tomorrow.
Indeed. And earlier when we were talking about volunteers, I mentioned the Also Foundation. And of course, if you need any details about loads of gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, intersex, queer or questioning groups in our community, check out the Also directory. They're a fantastic bunch of people, and they put together a really good directory each year. Hard copies of the book are available in venues and gay-friendly shops or places like Joy 94.9, or you can check it out online via their website, also.org.au, also A-L-S-O, also.org.au. And when you're on the website, click on the directory link and you'll get a host of all different sorts of support organisations, friendship groups, and also gay and lesbian friendly businesses as well.
Indeed, you can, Tex. I think we need to tell the listener about the website. The website for the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre has a whole host of information in there about on there about World AIDS Day, but also about how you can get involved in volunteering generally, and what we are and who we are and what we do. I can't talk.
Indeed.
I must have caught you cold.
I think you have. The website, as we said before, is VicAIDS, V-I-C-A-I-D-S, vicaids.asn.au, or go to your favourite search engine, perhaps Google, and just type in Victorian AIDS Council, and you'll get to see our groovy new website, which is hip-hop and happening and full of interesting information.
Indeed.
Now, coming up next, Jill, I can't believe it, the time is almost up. Coming up next is Theme Party, and tonight it's going to be with Katie and Daniel. No, Nat. Don't know where Nat is. And it's going. The theme for tonight is war, because of Remembrance Day. Perhaps they'll play that Boy George song, War, War is Stupid. Who knows? We'll find out. Coming up next. And that's going to be followed, of course, by Dean and his partner, his now on-air radio partner, Travis DeJonc, of course, at 10 o'clock with Hide and Seek, the program to explore sexuality. Who have you got to say hello to this week?
I might say hello to Amy.
Okay.
Hi,
I'll say thank you to Daryl and to Colin, who messaged in tonight. And I'd like to say hello to my partner, Harry, to Warren and to Deb, my neighbour. Our last song tonight is by Liz Fair, and it's called Mother's Little Helper. We'll be back next week with more exciting news on HIV and health here on Joy 94.9. Cheers, everyone.
Good night for now.
Good night. Bye-bye.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.